escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I see what you did there, Robbie Triano.
I saw it coming.
You did. You did indeed see it coming, and I was too busy distracted by the Gucci, as I tend to be in life, basketball, and in music.
Also,
yes?
I was just going to tell you Matthew Boy was in charge of the carpool yesterday. Excellent job. Nice refreshments. That's from 219.
Oh, he's too young for all of these. Isn't he only 34? That's not square.
He is a father,
daddy.
Though.
He is a father.
And he's our father.
Yeah, he stepped up.
He did. And, you know, at one point in time, 34 was considered old on a baseball team. Did you ever see the video, by the way? The social media, Bears social media, the last, I would say, calendar year and a half has just been excellent, outstanding.
Are you talking about the throwbacks they posted?
No, but see, that's what I'm talking about. Bears social media has been elite recently. They did a video with on TikTok and on Instagram with all the players asking them at what age they think you're old.
Oh, that's sad. That's depressing is what that is. To those of us of a certain age.
What's your answer?
My answer?
Yeah, both ears.
It's whatever time I woke up this morning. How's that for a dad joke?
Wow.
No, but seriously.
That boy agrees.
I'd have to say it's like 65. I would just put it at retirement age. And even then, like, think about like guys like Pete Carroll who were in their 70s and they're spry. So I don't know. The goalpost keeps moving on that one. But when it came to the answers from the Bears, when people are saying like 26 and 30, and I was just like sad inside.
I think the age where you realize 30 is not an old age is the age where you become an adult.
But also, like, are you arguing with Montez Sweat about what age he thinks old is? No, you're not.
And maybe they're talking about in football years, too, because, you know, not for long.
Oh, no, there are some guys who are definitely, they had the sense of humor about it. But if you want to sit with yourself in an existential moment, watch that video. They posted it about a year ago.
All right, we got to finish five on it, right? So bring up the music, do the thing that we do, and ask the question.
Stand by. As we access
number five here. When this news happened, I like kind of wept. I went down to my knees and I said, why, God, why? One of the most famous in-game acts of all time, Red Panda, went down at the start of her halftime performance of the Commissioner's Cup between the Fever and the Lynx. There was an outpouring of support for her. She was taken off the court in a wheelchair. And is this the end of an era for Red Panda? The GOAT? Is she the GOAT?
Yes.
Halftime hoops?
Yes, she is the GOAT. Are you kidding? Do you remember how excited we were when we found out Red Panda was performing at the Bulls home opener?
The home opener was amazing. We sat there. We watched. We were captivated much more so by Red Panda's performance than we were the actual game that had begun to unfold in front of us.
I believe your exact words were, how is the Thunder already up 20? But the point is, we love Red Panda. Everybody does. She brings people together. We all cheer on her. Remember that time she tried to retire and we as a society said, no, Red Panda, we need you.
So we caused this, is what you're saying.
It was so sad to watch her fall off her unicycle and then get injured and have to leave in a wheelchair. It was really, really upsetting. I can't even look at the pictures. It makes me so sad.
No, the video, I haven't watched it because I refuse to watch.
It happened, you know, in the Commissioner's Cup game in Minnesota, and Sydney Colson did a video after the game, and Caitlin Clark was in it, and they all said that they love Red Panda.
And then Sid Colson was like, I don't think she's watching my feet.
Well, that's okay, Sydney Colson, because everybody else is. She's an enjoyable person. The Fever are a fun team.
They are a fun team.
Like, they've rewarded hard work and stepping up when other people went down. Like, they're a fun team.
Yeah.
I hate to be the bearer of some news here.
Matthew Boyd might be a fan because, you know, they step up when you need them to.
Well, the thing with Red Panda, like, and I can't believe I'm like, I feel like this is too obvious, but like, shouldn't this happen more with her? Like, she's on a massive unicycle, so tall. I'm surprised, like, this is one of the few times she's fallen like this.
I can't do this today, okay? I can't deal with Red Panda being human. That is not something I am prepared to deal with today!
Like, on that big of a unicycle? Like, I'd be toast every single time.
She's a professional, Robbie. You will respect her skill set, her athleticism.
I respect her. I'm just saying she messed up once, and it's, like, devastating.
Didn't somebody try to steal her unicycle once?
Someone did, and they got her a new one. Someone did actually steal her unicycle.
Guys, we can't be messing with Red Panda. I cannot handle this.
Huh. Also, 708. Matt Boyd told me to get a job with a pension. Those don't even exist anymore, do they?
Some do.
Like,
for example, if you're a public employee of the state of California, they have a pension.
All right, 708 may have gone too far. Matthew Boyd is the new Red Panda. Let's not get carried away.
Does he know how much we love him? Do any dads ever? This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. Let's get back to what this segment was originally supposed to be. Brian Windhorst is one who can spin a yarn, a.k.a. what's happening in Utah. But the ESPN NBA reporter also makes some good points as we try to figure out what the heck is going on with not only NBA free agency, but what we're seeing out of the trades that have happened and why it's not what we are so used to seeing with everybody having movement, being able to go places, and just the normal explosive kind of moves we've seen with the big contracts. Let's listen to what he had to say on NBA Today about this new world we're all living in the NBA.
If this isn't the worst market for restricted free agents in the last generation, I don't want to see it. There's just no money out there for cap space, and sign and trades are very tough to pull out. I know that they happen routinely. We just saw one with Duncan Robinson, as a matter of fact, but they're very hard with restricted free agents because the team that has the rights isn't motivated to play ball. And so Kuminga is in a tough spot. Josh Giddey is in a tough spot. Quentin Grimes is in a tough spot. In these situations, what you tend to get is stalemates. And so what might end up happening is the best thing for the Warriors is to retain Jonathan Kuminga, to use him as an asset later on in trade. The best thing for Jonathan Kuminga might be to do something similar, even if these two sides probably are primed for a breakup.
Okay. So what we learned here is it's really hard to get someone to sign an offer sheet because you can't go find an offer sheet worth signing because of the way the second apron works and everything else. This is horrible for restricted free agents. It is amazing for teams who want to retain their restricted free agent. That's the biggest difference between what he was describing with Jonathan Kuminga, who the Warriors do want to move.
And the Bulls fans want to know if he wants to hang out here.
Yes, we would love for him to hang out. But also, the Bulls, we know they want to retain Josh Giddey. And no one else has the room to sign Josh Giddey, a.k.a. give him an offer sheet. Also, you heard him reference the Duncan Robinson sign and trade. That was a break glass in case of emergency deal because of what happened with Malik Beasley. That's why they had to go out and get Duncan Robinson and make that happen. So what I'm saying is this is a golden opportunity for the Bulls and their front office to get Giddey at the lowest possible price. And when I say yesterday's price is not today's price, usually I'm talking about the price going up. But the price has gone down on what you should have to pay Josh Giddey. Offer that man $20 million straight up and tell him to sign on the dotted line or what? What you gonna do, Josh Giddey? What's your recourse?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's it. We thought that the market basically narrowed it down to two teams for him. And when the Nets addressed their need via trade with the MPJ trade, Michael Porter Jr., when that all came into play, that meant that Giddey was therefore, I don't know if painted into a corner is the same phrase that I keep using in the last 48 hours when it comes to the NBA, but you knew exactly where he was going to end up. And the Bulls have said, and we have reports from Casey Johnson, Joe Cali, the Bulls beat, saying they don't want to bid against themselves. Well, congratulations. You don't have to in this scenario. And I know for the player himself, it's not ideal. You know, it's not ideal that you probably are going to collect $10 million a year, potentially, in this scenario that you discussed, Marshall, less than what you were originally going to. But because the Bulls don't have a lot of draft capital, because the Bulls have all these other contracts that have locked them into this scenario where at least they got the mid-level exception and at least they get to sign Trey Jones, they need more flexibility. So you have to make your player happy that you want to build around, and you also have to say, we need this flexibility so we can do more whenever more opportunities show up. They've got to take advantage of this.
So when we look at where Giddey is right now and maybe what he and his camp feels like he deserves and what he wants, he may not be wrong. I mean, $20 million would be low. That'd be definitely a Bulls win, a rare AKA like win, a win, an AK win,
right?
An Acme win. We don't see a lot of that if we're being honest about what we are looking at. I think the biggest thing here is with Josh Giddey, if he's like, I don't like it, he can sign a shorter contract, which gives him more of a prove it type situation, which is also good for the Bulls because now they're not tied for, say, 5 years and $150 million to Josh Giddey.
I think, and that's a really good point to make here, is because with the league changing so much when it comes to talent acquisition, that is inevitably going to reflect the game at some point, what you're seeing on the court. And I would argue it did in the finals. It actually brought the game back to a little bit more of what we like to see in the traditionalist NBA sense of more defense, less three attempts all the time, you know, more attempts at trying to get at the lane. It was a little less of your modern Golden State Warriors, everybody trying to be run and gun and shoot as many threes as possible. Look, you know, if you like that, that's what you saw in the finals. And when players and teams like the Bulls talk about wanting to be like the Pacers, you know, at some point, that's also got to reflect if you do it right. So in that case, maybe it is better for everyone if a shorter term deal is involved. Is that what the player wants? Not necessarily. But Josh Giddey, again, is only 22 years old. So when you consider that he's got the time to withstand this in a way that perhaps won't make him unhappy, then I think this is a good place for the Bulls to buy them some more space.
Listening to Rahimi and Harris talking about Josh Giddey, Jonathan Kuminga, and others who don't have anywhere to go and sign a big time offer sheet as restricted free agents. Here's my question, Layla. I told you my number, $20 million per year. That's the AAV I'm looking for if I'm the Bulls. What's your number, and what do you think they'll actually offer?
I think that the Bulls are still going to give him Hometown discount isn't the word. I wonder if there's a hometown loyalty here. And they do pay him more than the minimum of what they have to pay him. So maybe it's like 22 or 3. But even then, is that what the Bulls are seeing? You know, that's part of this. Because we joked about how he was earning his money to the point where you thought he was a $30 million a year player. But the bottom line is the market has changed, whether or not you wanted to admit it. And if that's the case, go ahead, see if you can get a better offer. But where is it going to come from?
The question here is, has Arturis Karnišovas, Mark Eversley, the Acme Group, if you will, have they learned, are there still scars on their right hand from signing the last guy, Patrick Williams, to the big deal, bidding against no one but themselves? Either they've learned or they haven't, and we're going to find out shortly. Or maybe not so shortly, because it might take a while.
Yeah, unfortunately. And how many times have we heard recently from people we trust basketball-wise saying they were surprised if Vooch wasn't moved by this date, and those dates have already passed? Like that's why when he said to me, well, he didn't say it to me personally, but when he looked into my soul, as I get choked up talking about basketball, he said, summer 2026, that's the end of Vooch's contract. That's where I think the flexibility lives.
It better not get that in a Bulls uniform. He better be moved before then. Better be. Gotta get assets.
If you don't have the draft assets to move certain player contracts with them, that's why the flexibility is that much more important.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.